social media guru. I am something special. I am something to be held in a golden chair above the crowds as I wave my hands and look for Taco Bell, which I cannot eat because I am vegan. Hello, this is a Friday. And I have survived March. And we survived March. If you're listening to me, you survived March because we know last year in March was a nightmare. This March wasn't so bad. It wasn't a bad March for me. And hopefully it wasn't a bad March for you. Now, I'm not saying that things was great. I didn't win the lottery. Lord knows if I would have won the lottery, it'd be cocaine and strippers around me right now. Cocaine? Lots of cocaine? Oh,
my God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have one of these, you got to get one. And the only way you can get this is that you got to go to thecoldestwater.com. Thecoldestwater.com. Grab one of their sports bottles. I have a 32-ounce joint, and that bad boy goes everywhere with me because it keeps my liquids cold for 36 hours. 36 hours. Are you serious? It is serious because I've actually done it. Just to be one of those people that actually tries what they say it could do, I had to do it, and it doesn't. You could throw it in the pool because that bad boy floats. You could throw it in the ocean because that bad boy floats. It is the truth. And I take it everywhere with me. It's got odor resistant, this tight non-leak screw cap with option to add a straw. Mine has a straw, which is really cool because I have like what they call a hole in your lip. And when I drink, stuff get to falling down my mouth. So the straw is really, really dope. If you go to the show notes, when you're done listening to the podcast, or you can do it before, I have a link down there for my discount code. Just click on the link, go to thecoldestwater.com, bam, and grab you one. Peace.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? Oh. I'm too damn much. I'm too ramps tough. Tools left up,
my moves cram up. I am Thaddeus Shea. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. Man, listen. Listen to me, people. People, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I am the couch comedian. I am somewhat of a Yoda type social media guru. I am something special. I am something to be held in a golden chair above the crowds as I wave my hands and look for Taco Bell, which I cannot eat because I am vegan. Hello, this is a Friday. And I have survived March. And we survived March. If you're listening to me, you survived March because we know last year in March was a nightmare. This March wasn't so bad. It wasn't a bad March for me. And hopefully it wasn't a bad March for you. Now, I'm not saying that things was great. I didn't win the lottery. Lord knows if I would have won the lottery, it'd be cocaine and strippers around me right now. Cocaine? Lots of cocaine? And strippers? I don't do drugs, but let me promise my audience right now that if I ever decide to do drugs, it will be when I win the lottery. I said when because it will happen. It will happen. I will spend lots, or I have spent lots of money trying to win the lottery. But if I win, I promise you, I will do an episode. Lines of cocaine and lots of strippers. Strippers who have done this for a long time, like veteran strippers. I don't want to get new strippers. I want veteran strippers who won't try to rob me after we have a good time with cocaine. And I will have Winston involved. Winston will be here during the cocaine and stripper party. That's just what's going to happen. Lottery. Boom. Win. Boom. Cocaine. Boom. Strippers. Yes. Winston wondering what's wrong with his owner. Yes, that's the truth. But we made it through. We made it through March. And I made it through March. And the last episode I did, I talked about trying to get the blue checky. And I was going to start doing press, right? I'm trying to get the blue checky for Instagram. And I'm doing press, right? By the way, I'm not drinking coffee. I already have my coffee, but I'm drinking my green juice, the powdered green juice from Ghost Supplements. So I put the green in there. It's like a guava flavored green. So I'm getting my greens through a powder like God intended. And then I also added orange juice, because drinking the green powder with water, disgusting. But drinking it with orange juice, fantastic, right? And I also added in, what did I put else I put in here? I put something in here for fiber, because Lord knows doing the number two is very, very important as you grow elderly. You have to be able to constantly be able to do the number two. You got to be able to drop a number two at any moment of time of day. So I added in some fiber. So it was fiber with the greens with the fiber, and some orange juice. I'm missing something. Oh, and some type of vegan collagen for the beard. Now, I know that collagen does other things. Skin, beard, I do it for the beard. I want ladies to touch the beard and they get a softer beard. I don't want them to touch the beard and it's rough and gruffy. I got to put the collagen in up in the greens so the women can touch a soft beard. Now, moving forward. What was I going to talk to you about? Oh, yeah, I'm on the blue checky, right? I'm going after the blue checky. And I started doing press. And the first press that got put out was in Huff Magazine. Not Huffington Post. Lord knows if I'd have did Huffington Post, it'd have been a happy day. But Huff Magazine dropped it, and that was cool. And just kind of talked about, you know, what I did when I was younger, you know, when I was 16. Had my own, we got our own nightclub together. Me and my guys, I used to rap with back home in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City! Yeah. And we did have our own spot for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I mean, the age range from the guys at that time, we were 16 to 18 max. Right. And here we are with our own teen nightclub in an actual building, in an actual like plaza. You know, and we had this former cop, this white guy. He supplied the front. He was the front man, because nobody was going to let some teens come in there and just rent out a building. What? Black teens at that? No way. We're not taking your dollar. Even if it's green, we're not taking it. All right. But we had the former cop, white guy, who saw an opportunity to, to make the money off of young black kids. He's like, fuck that. I'm gonna make some money. So he did. He made some really good money the first week and the second week. It may have lasted longer, but I have a shitty memory. So it might have been like 2 weeks, because that shit was packed. And I was the DJ at 16. Let me tell you, I was trash. But hey, man, I didn't have the art form down. This wasn't juice. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't a DJ a battle. I wasn't my boy DJ M2. I wasn't my guy DJ Reflection. I was DJ Hope It Works. You know what I'm saying? DJ Hope It Works. Because at that time, like B2B, it was a bunch of shit that was like popular. But that was, you know, as long as you could get it to the next song, really. You know, that was the goal. I just need to get it to the next song. We was all rapping, so I love music. You real DJs like DJ Kid Capri. You know, real DJs, you guys are special. Because when I was doing that then, I was like, oh, shit. It was not easy. It was not easy, but I was just able to get to the next song. That was the goal. Just get it to the next song, Shade. Get it to the next song, bro. That's all you had to do. Run it for me. I was 7 minutes in, and I didn't run any music. Did y'all not think I was going to run some music? Now, before I continue, let me tell y'all about what this record is. It's one of my favorite Notorious B.I.G. records. Now, this is actually Shaquille O'Neal's record. It's a Shaquille O'Neal song, but I absolutely love this song. And it's super, 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 super underrated and overlooked. You know, honestly, you know, and Shaquille O'Neal was one of my favorite players growing up as a kid. And Shaq was rapping. You know what I'm saying? He was Shaquille O'Neal, so he was larger than life, literally, but he was, you know, doing his thing. And you know, could I potentially have wanted to listen to a crackhead write 16 bars and then spit it to me, then listen to Shaquille O'Neal at that time? Yes, but then he slid in this gem, this jewel, this diamond that only Nicolas Cage from National Treasure would want to steal. It was this song. And I was like, what is this song right now? And then it was like, it was Shaquille O'Neal, and his flow was clean. Didn't destroy the record at all. Clean, clean. Then he had Biggie on the record, and this Biggie was on the record. And the sample was smooth, man. It was smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? It was real smooth. I'm talking baby oil, you know, or the, you know, the just baby oil on your ass, boo. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fly, player. That shit was fly. So when I heard it, I fell in love with it instantly. The samples, what catches you, the beats, what catches you immediately. And then, like I said, Shaquille O'Neal didn't mess the record up, and then you listen to Biggie. And it's like, nobody talks about this record, and it's Biggie's flow was heavy. Heavy. So here we go. Can't stop. Y'all ain't ready though. Can't stop. I'm gonna keep it going though. Can't stop. I'm gonna tell my mom. Can't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Oh. Can't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Oh.
Domestic, no matter where you're from, I'm not the one you want to mess with. Original with the style, living lavish. Private guest to let my shorty shop in Paris.
I chose the third verse because the Diesel and Biggie go in and out. Let's go. Can't stop, won't stop. It's my shit, so I can do whatever the I want.
Visual. Who wanna test it? Foreign or domestic? No matter where you're from, I'm not the one you wanna mess with. Original with the style, living lavish. Private jets to let my shorty shop in Paris. I'm not the average, I'm far from the norm. It's daddy long, hitting them strong, keeping you warm.
Alive to a lemon, my DC women. Bringing in 10 G minimums to condos.
And you know, as we continue on, I will play more of the song, but that is the start. That's my shit, man. That is my shit. If I was a weed smoker, I would smoke some weed while sitting in the tub with the lights down low, with the bubbles all around my toes, listening to You Can't Stop the Rain by Shaquille O'Neal and Notorious B.I.G. That's one of my favorite records, though, man. Big shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. R.I.P. Biggie. I don't know why that song doesn't get any more love. It needs a lot of love. It should be getting a lot of love. And much to my pleasure, as I switch and move on, Godzilla vs. King Kong. Now, before I get in that, I don't know what happened. Me and my boy GRC, we've just been watching a lot of movies lately. And it's been a long time since, even like during the pandemic, it was more about TV shows, right? So we've been watching a lot of movies, and then we came across this movie that came out last year. And I think it was, you know, September, October, one, whatever. And it was called Host. It's a scary movie. right? It's supposed to be scary. It's a horror movie. You know, it's a horror movie, right? And it's shot, you know, paranormal style, but it's done through a Zoom call. And it's white people. And then there's an Asian girl who is like all white women and an Asian girl. Why does that matter? Because let's be honest, you know, as much we keep it simple, you know, that black people are going to die in a movie and white people are usually doing the dumb shit in the movie that eventually causes the black person to die. That's just what it is. Right. So we're watching the movie. It's called Host. It's a really good movie, but it's only 56 minutes. This is a 56 minute movie. Now, if you take off, you know, the credits running at the end, then you're really into about 50 minute movie. Like that's less than an hour. Right. Now, did we pay for it? Did we rent it? That's possible. That's possible. That's a big no. That's a big no. We didn't pay for it. We didn't even think about it. We just kind of opened up the app. We was kind of scrolling. Yeah, we got an app. You know, we didn't really think about paying for it. But anyway, opened it up and we scrolled and we seen it and started watching it. And it's sneaky scary. It's got a couple of pop scares in there. I was really impressed. 50 minutes. And it takes 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to get into the funk, but it's a good movie. So if you have 50 minutes of time to spare, watch Host. It was good. And it was shot during quarantine time. So they're going through quarantine. So that's really dope. In a Zoom call, going through quarantine, things happen and things happen fast. And I guarantee you, if you do not jump, I will get you a Chipotle burrito. You could DM me and say, I didn't jump, Shade. I did not jump, Shade. I need my burrito. Now, I have to see the message. If I don't see it, you can't get the burrito. But if I see it and you tell me you didn't jump at least one time, I will get you a Chipotle burrito. I have to see the message, though. I have to see the message. Will I see the message? We don't know.
Cole, you stupid.
I am, though. But that was a really good scary movie, and I really enjoyed that. And then I also got to add in, I watched Devil in Disguise. And I've talked about this before on a previous podcast episode that I like true crime documentaries, right? Like, I don't know what my issue is. And just like much of America and around the world, we don't know what's wrong with us and why we like true crime documentaries. And we like watching how people murdered other people. Maybe it's because in the back of our head, we feel like it's some skill we could pick up there to protect ourselves. Maybe that's just not it. Maybe we're just all insane and psycho in the head. But, you know, I enjoy them. And much like to a lot of my followers on social media, they enjoy them too. So when I put up that I had watched Devil in Disguise, people was like, where's it at? I gotta watch it because I like seeing blood and murder and bodies all over the wall. And I was like, it's on Peacock. And people didn't know what Peacock was. And I barely knew either because I didn't watch it on Peacock. Once again, there may be a way that you can watch some of these things for free. Now, I'm not saying you do that. I say you go to Peacock, which is the NBC platform, and you pay for that. I'm just saying. Lord knows, I'm just saying, shit, I didn't spend my money on no damn Peacock. Shit. Don't nobody know what Peacock is, man. And it's just like all these streaming services are just all these companies are just dropping streaming services, except Pornhub. The one that matters the most is has not dropped the stream service yet. It's Pornhub. But anyway, so Devil in Disguise is about the John Gacy case. I think I got this right. John Gacy. I think that's what it was. And dude got like, it was like 28 bodies found in this guy's house. Young, white, teen guys, boys. He murdered. And it was in his crib. Like, the police go into his house and they find 28 to 29 bodies, man. Now, at one point, John Gacy was in his backyard. He was barbecuing, right? And his neighbor next door came and said, "Hi, John." John was like, "Hey." His neighbor was like, "What you grilling?" And John was like, "Just some steaks." And in that moment, just regular neighbor interaction, the neighbor doesn't expect that he has 28 to 29 bodies under his crib. 28 to 29 bodies under the crib. I feel like if I have some lady friends over to the cribbage, you know, let there be like three or four within a month. Now, I'm not saying it happens. I'm not that cool, but let there be like three or four in a month. I bet you my neighbor's going to be like, "Wow, you got a lot of traffic. You got a lot of good looking women coming over." It's going to be one of my neighbors going to tell me you got a lot of good looking women coming over. How does a dude be able to kill 28 people and put these motherfuckers under the crib? You have to watch this shit. And then when you got to watch it, bro. Because there's like, he's doing the shit. Then it's like, it's the mystery. Is he doing it himself? Does he have help? Is he a part of some conspiracy? It's crazy to watch. It's fucking wild. And I sit, and once again, there's probably something wrong with us who enjoy true crime documentary. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. I love them. It gets down on them. It's like, here I am chucking gummy bears into my mouth and then watching this documentary about this guy murdering people in fucked up ways. And I'm, man, this shit is crazy, dude. Shit is fucking crazy, mate. Fucking crazy. Now, I was talking earlier about my press for my blue check mark. I know I got off track. This is what I do. It's my shit. I can go back to it. I'll go back. Let me get a sip of the green. Let me get a sip of the green. Let me give you a little bit of music. Elevators in them. Vehicles with televisions in them. Watch the entourage turn yours to just mirages. I am out of your shade. It's always about the Jerry crowd. Disappearing acts, strictly nines and max, killers be serial, Copperfield material. So, boom, Huff Mag did the press drop. And I know I was telling y'all about what it was about. And then it got picked up by Clout Magazine and then Gen Z, hiphop.com. And then This is 50.com, which is, This is 50 is dope. That's a big, that's a bigger, you know, outlet as far as in the hip hop community. And, you know, it's just really about, like I said, lightly about growing up, what I was doing, and then what I'm doing now. And so the goal is to try to get more press and to get more online notoriety. Now, I've had people hit me up through that and talk about, "Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be enough, bro. That's going to be enough. Big dog, bro. It's going to be enough, bro. You're going to be able to fucking get your check mark, bro. You're going to be good, bro." And I don't know, but I'm going to do more. I'm going to do some more press and see how that goes. And then, of course, work on the GKP after my Google profile and the GKP. As explained to me. And I might even get a Wikipedia. Do I deserve one? Yes, we talked about this before. I do deserve one. Am I that important? I'm not. No, I'm not that big or that important, but I have done some things that have earned me the right to get a Wikipedia. Now, the whole reason for all this is to get the blue check mark, is to get the money.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
Not tell them what the whole goal is behind all this.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
Amen. Tell them what the whole goal is behind this.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
Amen. That's what it's all about. It's all about the ducat, big dog. That's all we trying to get, the ducat. We want the money. I want the dollar, man. That's what it's all about. That's what the blue check about, man. I ain't trying to get no more pussy. I ain't trying to get no more hand jobs. I just want the dollar.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
And I like being able to use my platform to bring money in. You know, I've been very lucky to be able with no high school diploma. I'm not saying I've done amazing things. I think in the next 3 or 4 years, I'll definitely have done some amazing dope shit. Like, I've really punched a hole through the things that I've wanted to do, right? But I've been able to avoid working for other people as far as 9 to 5. I pretty much have dodged a job my whole career on earth. And to be able to do that, my whole goal, one of my big things was I've always just wanted to be in a graphic tee and sweats or shorts the whole time I've been on earth. That was the goal. Like, I don't want to have to be extremely dressed up in a tie and a suit, you know, unless it was like, you know, some fucking award show or some banquet where, you know, I'm donating money to dogs with only, you know, one paw. You know, I'm dressed up. These dogs only got one paw. I donate $250,000 so we can get some more mechanical paws for the dogs. That's why. That's the only reason I want to get dressed up. But I always have, like, imagine, like, being able to be like a graphic tee guy with some sweats. And I'm okay with cheap sweats. I really can consider myself how, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and what's my man from Microsoft? I can't think of my man from Microsoft. Like Steve Jobs. And then what's the other guy from Microsoft? Bill Gates. Those guys, they dress simple, man. They're billionaires. They dress simple. I don't have fashion sense. I don't have any fashion style at all, right? But man, do I know how to pick out a graphic tee. I got an Alex Trebek graphic tee right now. Nobody has. I guarantee it. You won't see it in any of my spots, any of my circles that I roll around, any of my spots that I go to. You will not see an Alex Trebek tee from Jeopardy on anybody's body, because I got style when it comes to graphic tees. And some sweats or some shorts or some joggers, man, that is my dream. And I've been able to do it. Not saying it ain't been extremely gangsterly rough at times. I've been homeless twice. Homeless twice. It's not fun. Shit, at some point in the pandemic last year, I had to start fucking driving for dollars. It's Amazon, fucking door dashing, Ubering, Uber Eats. It was gangsta. I just had to keep making dollars, man. I was doing everything, using my platform, putting miles on my whip. It was legit, man. So now things are fast forward. This year, this March, you know, this past March has been gangsta. Now we're into April. I'm trying to continue the good run. It's been. March was way better than last year. Way 10 times better. And I'm on my way to try to get a blue check mark. I couldn't think about that last year. You know, being a promoter, and, you know, if you're in the nightlife industry, you were dead in the water. They're like really low, low, low on the totem pole when it comes to like nightlife. Like you're low. People don't. So you're cared about when it's just regular times because people want to go to the bar. It's football and it's basketball and people want to happy hour and people want to go to the club and they want to have a good time. They've been working all week. It's fuck my boss. Fuck Chuck. I said, fuck Chuck. That motherfucker comes in. But then the weekend comes, you're able to go party and forget about the things that happened during the week. The pandemic hit. I mean, nightlife was down there with cockroaches. Ugh, yuck. Y'all don't need no help. Yuck, we don't even know y'all exist. There's a cockroach. Psst, you spray it. That's how nightlife was. It was because you ain't got no, you know, unemployment that you can go get. Because like, you know, if you know the ins and out, it's not really built like that. So the nightlife and like bars and bartenders, it was smacked. 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 And so it was grimy. The nightlife, being a promoter and getting to a certain point, you make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money. You can make some chips. You can make some chippers. It's up there. It's up there as one of the more cheating jobs in the world. You know, it's up there, you know. But when the pandemic hit, you get smacked and then you're like, oh shit, there's no more nightlife. Because even when there's a lot of things happening, nightlife was always there. Like, I mean, you know, you got disasters all over the place, things happening all around you, mass shootings all around you. Nightlife was always there. When you had to work a double all week, nightlife was always there. When you found out your wife was cheating on you, guess what? Nightlife is always there. During an earthquake, during a tsunami, light. I fucked that up. Nightlife is always there. But who expected a virus, right? So then nightlife is gone, man. But we are back. And this past weekend was like down in Arizona, down in Phoenix, Arizona. Everything was lifted, right? So everything was lifted. And so this past weekend, my fams, was like, so like, okay, so the mask situation is like, okay, we don't have to wear a mask. It's really up to the establishments that you go into. The establishments that you go to, they'd be like, hey man, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. That's just what it is, right? And I never have a problem wearing a mask. I get cool masks. I try to get the innovative. I got Under Armour. I got like 8 Under Armour masks. And those things are $30 a pop. All right. I went out and I paid good money for my mask. So I don't have a problem wearing them. Right. Taking a sippy sip. I'll give you a little bit of music. My dreams is vivid. Work hard to live it. Any place I visit, I got land there. I can play a stand there and say I sound like them. Hello. Push wings back and push 6 coops. That's hello. Plus clips to expand from hand to elbow. Spray up your days in any telling you win. Crack Brian, take a Brian. How my mic be dragging. Okay, so I spend a lot of good money on masks. I don't ever have a problem wearing them. So everything's been lifted. It's just really up to whatever business you're walking into if they want to enforce like wearing masks, right? I also read that Pima County out here said, "Nah, fuck what the government talking about. Fuck what the governor talking about. You got to put your mask on. It's mandatory, cuz." Pima County said, "It's mandatory. Mandatory." And so, but bars and clubs were able to operate at 100%. It went from mandatory to recommendation, right? So you're able to operate at 100%, he said. And wow, I'm downtown Phoenix and Friday, packed, line, packed. every other club you see the whole weekend just packed. I'm pretty sure Fauci, Dr. Fauci, you know, he was seeing that shit like, you ever see somebody like jam their finger real bad and the motherfuckers bent to the left? He was seeing videos. Shit. And coronavirus come through the door dancing like a Saturday night, you know, Saturday Night Fever. Staying alive, staying alive. It was, and I, you know, I still wear my mask on the inside, but it is, it shows you how much people were ready to get out. You still gotta be, you know, cognizant of what's going on, and you know, you're trying to, you know, do the things that you can do to stay healthy and still protect others. But man, I you could just see it. People's like, you mean we can go out? And you still got the folks that are extremely upset. As a promoter, you catch no breaks. You know, trying to promote during the pandemic is gangster. It was heavy. I don't know, Marty. It was heavy. It was difficult. You know, you're trying to still provide an element where people can go out, have some sort of, you know, human interaction, or at least see another human through a plexiglass. There's another human over there. Look, there's another human. You know, you're trying to do that with all the rules, and you know, you got to, because you don't want people to still get sick. But you're trying to make money because you're fucking broke. And your bank, your savings, and your checkings has dwindled to the fucking bottom. So you're trying to make some dollars. You're trying to figure it out. And people hated it. Nobody liked it. From promoter to bartender to owner to customer, nobody liked the way it was set up. It was horrible. So then you look up, boom, it's lifted. 500 people immediately, 700 people immediately. You know, I'm happy about it. I'm just impressed with folks still popping their bottles. Say you got a table, right? You got a table. They came in, they got some money. They got some money to fucking spend, all right? They got some money. They get to the table, they get their bottles, they get their bottle of champagne, they Moet, they Bel Air, whatever the fuck they want, right? These motherfuckers get to pop in the bottles. And they get to exchanging the bottles after they fucking drink them. It's like we didn't learn nothing over the last fucking year. Huh? We didn't learn nothing. What about the sanitizer? Huh? We still just sharing fucking bottles. I swear to God, when motherfuckers get drunk, these some bitches don't remember nothing. It's really like that. They get drunk and it goes flying all the way out the window. All the 1, 2, 3 ABC steps that we've put into the daily routine is gone. And I was sick with it. And I'm out because, of course, I want to make dollars. And it's dope to see people out. It's really dope. It's honestly really dope. I still get a tad bit nervous, but you know. But it's dope to see people out. But then I see the bottle. I'm like, man, y'all still, motherfucker. I mean, just hit the bottle and then pass it off. Like, shit, that's nasty. Shit, that's nasty. Don't do that. Don't do it. I don't. And they still doing it. But it's such a great time. I put a video up. Whole club just enjoying So For Real, Candy Rain. The last time you seen 500 people just enjoying Candy Rain, it's been over a year plus, and these people were just, oh man, they were just enjoying themselves. just enjoying themselves, man. It was really cool. Give a round of applause to all the people that came out this last weekend. I know we're not supposed to cheer them on because there's a lot of people who are like, oh man, the virus is still around and it's getting worse. There's like some more contagious one that's floating around and we got to be, you know, careful and that you got to go get the vaccine. And shout out to all the people that have gotten the vaccine. You know what? I'm going to cheer on the people that came out and the people that got their vaccine shots. Now, let me just cheer you. Let me get the round of applause first. Okay, so both sides, people who came out, so I want to get out the house. I want to go party. And even the people that came out the party that got the vaccine shots, appreciate you. And on the side, I want to say for all the people that went out there and got their vaccine shots, thank you too. Because the more y'all to go do it, I don't have to do it. I don't have to do it. Now, do I need to go catch up on Walking Dead? Yes, I do. I'm like 3 to 4 episodes behind on the last season, right? But I will, but I watched enough of it to know that I'm prepared that if you vaccine takers turn into zombies, I'm prepared for y'all. I'm well prepared. Now, I've picked out my vehicle that I want to use when I got to start bashing y'all in the head. I've already got that decided. I'm thinking more golf club with spikes on the end of it is what I'm going to use to swing. I'm thinking Desert Eagle for my gun. And I got to get better with a sniper rifle because I want to shoot y'all from afar. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I got to wait another 6 months to see how some of the people that I know that have taken it, love y'all to death, some of the people that have taken it, like my boy Gustavo, he was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. He just went and got his vaccine yesterday. Hopefully I'm okay with saying that. Hopefully he doesn't hear this and then shoot me in the face, but he went and got his yesterday and he told me he was, so I don't have to be worried about him being upset because he told me he was going to do it. He was happy to do it because he was sick twice. He got sick twice. And he showed me yesterday that he was in line to go do it, and I'm happy for him. But see, now I got to pay attention to Gustavo, because if he starts to drool a little bit, his eyes start to glaze a little bit. He starts to a little bit, just a tad bit. Well, I got to go get in the Tundra. I got to go buy my Desert Eagle. I got to start preparing with the sniper rifle. And I got to get the golf club and put the spikes at the end. Because it's coming, man. It's coming. I don't want it to happen like that. I want everybody to be healthy so I can see that everybody is good. So if I decide to take it, or they start doing the real hardcore move where you can't fly anywhere, or you can't go see Steph Curry bust somebody's ass without having a vaccine. If they start doing that strongly, I got to make sure I don't have to Rick Grimes a motherfucker. So once I see that, and everybody I know is cool, and then they start pulling that chess move, then I'll be a little bit more comfortable to go. I don't even like needles. I pass out when I watch some of the hood movies I used to watch and motherfuckers shooting up. I pass out off a needle. I don't even fuck with it. I don't even like needles. But in order to go see Steph Curry bust somebody's ass, I'll put a needle in my arm. If that's what it takes for me to go see Steph Curry shoot from 40 feet, knock somebody's eyeball out, that's what I'm going to do. That's just what it is. But it was crazy to see everybody out. And it was good. Now, I can't say crazy in a bad way, but just like, oh, shit. People really wanted to get out. We went to the movies. Me and Craig Visions went to the movies, people. And I'm not saying the movies haven't been open, but the movies been open, but they ain't been open. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to give you an example. Now I live in Chandler. Chandler's a very white area. It's nothing wrong. And I'm not saying I'm just calling it what it is. It's a very white area, right? But If Chandler Fashion Mall is showing menace to society, they're running out of movies. If I go to Fandango and I look, I see what Chandler Fashion Mall is showing, and I look into the Chandler Fashion 20 Theater, and Menace to Society is in there with a lot of times. Like, I can go see it at 1 p.m. That ain't really the theaters. Them motherfuckers struggling. But now that they're releasing bigger movies, it feels like the theater. So we was able to go and, oh shit, what the fuck did we just see? Nobody. With Better Call Saul in it. Now, you know, hey, that's just what he is. That's just Saul. That's just Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. We don't call him nothing else. I don't know his real name. I don't need to know his real name because that's who he is to me. The best lawyer on the fucking planet. Right? When you see Nobody, that movie's fucking fantastic. They got some new Dolby Digital shit. Shit was pounding. It's like 415s in the hood, just banging in a box Chevy, just boom. They upped the sound. I was like, okay, they got to do some things to get people back in. The sound was crazy. And you just haven't been around that because every volume that you hear comes from a TV or a sound bar, and it's nothing like sitting in the theater. Now that they have the reclining chairs, you hit the button, you lean back, and then the bass and the sound get the rumbling on that ass. Now, they do have, in the Harkins that we went to, they have some rule where you gotta, unless you're eating, you got to have your mask on. Now, I'm not sitting in a theater, you know, already spaced out. Well, I don't think we got to be spaced out no more. I don't think we got to be spaced out. But, you know, when I went with my boy GRC, we don't sit seat to seat. I mean, it is what it is. We don't sit seat to seat. Even when you got assigned seating, if it ain't enough, I'm not sitting next to my nigga. That's my nigga, but we go get some space in between us. That's my guy. But I got to leave a seat empty between us. It is what it is. I need my own elbow room and for other reasons. But now look, and they say if you're not eating, you got to have your mask on. It was like a whole little show before it. The movie comes on. And it's like animation. And then they give you the rules. I don't want to sit there with my mask on while I'm watching a movie just because I'm not eating. So you telling me I can take, I don't know, a little shred of lettuce, put in my pocket, inside of a napkin, put in my pocket, get to the theater, get to my seat, sit down in my seat, open up, pull out my pocket, pull out my lettuce, and I could just take small little pieces of my shredded lettuce and just put it in that, because I'm doing that, I can have my mask off. Nah, fam, come find me, movie person, because I'm going to have my mask off, period. Come find me, movie person. Whatever they call them, I can't remember. I used to work at a theater, but I can't remember what they call them. Movie cleaner person, come find me and tell me. Most of the time, they like young kids anyway. I'm big and black. They don't even want to fuck with me. Come find me and tell me to put my mask on in the theater. This be the first time I turn into some Alabama white man inside of a Walmart. Like, I'm not putting on my goddamn mask while I'm watching no goddamn movie. I'm not going to sit up here and try to breathe while I'm watching Better Call Saul whoop a lot of ass. It's not going to happen. Nobody was a really good movie, by the way. Nobody was a really good movie. If you're out there, go see it. Let me get a little bit more Notorious B.I.G. I rely on Bed-Stuy to shut it down if I die. Put that on my diamond bezel. You're messing with the devil. Why? Y'all know that I do a lot of these episodes, and my right-hand man is Winston. He's usually here with me. Winston's my dog. He's my Wheaton Terrier. Winston hadn't had a cut since probably April or May of last year. And Winston is a Wheaton terrier. So if you know about Wheaton terriers, they're hyperallergenic. They don't shed. And he can get very, very, very hairy, furry, whatever you want to call him. There's a lot of fur, a lot of dog fur, fur, right? And he can get mad at it because I'm a guy and I do guy things, which means I avoid brushing him, which I should be brushing him. Now, he's got the type of fur and all that stuff to be the show dog. He's got the type of prance walk. He's an uppity asshole, but he deserves to be brushed. I don't brush him well. He gets clean, you know, every blue moon I give him a bath. He's, you know, he lives like me. He lives better than me. Right. And because he doesn't have no pay no bills, so he lives better than me. So, but for about almost a year, he didn't get a cut, right? Doesn't have a cut. So he can't see anything. As of Wednesday, he couldn't see, right? His fur is all over his face, fucking hairy, and just a lot of fur. And so when that happens, he gets knotted. So when you pet him, you can feel the knots. You're rubbing him. That's why he's always like, man, pet me, man. I need somebody to get underneath the knots. I need some of that good massages y'all be doing because I can't feel shit because there's knot all over my body. My owner won't get me cut, man. Yesterday, my guy Winston got a cut. Let me hear the crowd. As he sits right here next to me. Good boy. Yeah, good boy. Got him a cut. Same groomer lady. She's a very sweet lady. Very nice lady. And she's nice to me because I'm paying the money. In the back of her head. And she loves Winston. Just loves him to death. Right? In the back of her head, she's calling me a son of a bitch. Because she sees Winston. She knows how dope Winston is. He's got the tricks. He knows how to sell it. He knows how to be sweet. He knows how to do all these things for everybody else except to me. But he knows how to sell this shit. So she loves him. She sees him, you know, having a moment. Oh, Winston, he runs to her. It's a Lassie show. She sees me and her facial expression changes. It's been a long time. It's like, yeah, you know, sorry about that. You know, it's, you know, life kind of gets in there, and that's my guy. It's my best friend. And you know, she's like, yeah, you can call me. I would usually do it. Like if it's just me, you could call me 3 months. That's just me. You know, it's kind of tough when they, you know, but I know he's your baby, you know, but be better, you know, at calling me, because you don't want him to get too mad at and you're a piece of shit. That's really what her face really fits, like it says to me in her tone. But she's a nice lady, but I know she's like, I care about dogs. This is what cats. I care about dogs, cats, and whatever else she may cut in the back of her van that doesn't look like a kidnapping van. It's a very nice van. So it's a very good, nice van. Because if she rolled up and just like a white van or a black van with black tape in the window, I would not put my dog Winston back there. Matter of fact, I'd get on the phone with 911. This lady's doing more than cutting dog's hair. Get her off the streets. But she does a great job. Winston loves her. And she loves Winston. And that she's the only one been cutting his hair from jump. And every time it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I know she wants to backhand me to tell me, be better. But I'm like, trust me. This dog lives a fantastic life. Yes, he looks like Cousin It, but this dude lives an amazing, this dog lives an amazing life. All right? So cut me a little slack. I'm a guy. I fuck up. That's what we do sometimes. But we end up getting it right sometimes. Sometimes there are moments where men just shine. Sometimes there are moments, well, I'll drop a dime. Flip it to the homeless man sitting on the corner. I don't know. But I knew what I'm at, 52 minutes. Oh, yeah, I'm at 52 minutes. I'll give y'all a little jewel. Listen, so it's social media wise real quick. I know there were a lot of people complaining like me for the last, month where IG stories were just trash. It was right after an update. It seemed like shit just, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was like after an update and then IG story numbers just went to down to the fucking pits of the pits. Right. And now they have slightly risen up. Now, if you're a person that wants your story to be more real quick, just be more active as far as like posting, but try to post more polls. Of course, those are the simple things. Post more polls. But post questions and this or that type things. But you want, the goal is just to always post shareable stuff. Even if you're like the once again, the best thing you can do to be a giant in anything that you're trying to do on social media is teach. Anything that is a tutorial is the nuclear bomb of social media. So on your IG, the stories seem to be have moved back up, like they're doing better. And that's what I get from people that are around me and from looking at my own stories. Because, you know, at 40, going from 4,100 views to down to like fucking 800 to 1,000 is fucking trash. And IG's always messing with some shit. So if your stories are moving back up, try to post that shareable content, meaning people can share your stories. If you have it set up to where they can share your stories, they can't share it on their actual page, but they can send it to a friend. And those get more views, and those, you know, they see it, they send it to somebody, and it just goes on. You know the chain letter, you know the chain move. So that's my little quick IG tip. We're at 55 minutes. So I am Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. I am the couch comedian also. Now, am I an actual comedian? No, but I am the couch comedian. And if you can find me at Thad Shade on Twitter, at Thaddeus.Shade on IG. Hopefully the blue check mark is about 30 days away. Hopefully you'll get on to my gram and see the blue check mark. And I'm also at Thaddeus, at Thad Shade on Facebook. Verified on Facebook still. They haven't taken it away from me, and I feel like Facebook hates me, but they still allow me to have the Bluey on there. So also go check out theoddnerds.com. We got gear on there. I got Pooh Shiesty tickets in the link. You'll see in the show notes. You got to go get you a cold water bottle because that's my bitch. I got a discount code for that, baby, in the show notes. You feel me? If you want to go check out the articles that have dropped, they'll be in the show notes because you know how it's going to be in the show notes? It's in my link tree. In my link tree, it's going to be in the show notes. You just click on the show notes, you click on the link tree, and it takes you to everything. Please rate and review or rate and subscribe. Tell people to subscribe. Rate the episodes. Rate my podcast. I'm on all platforms. And enjoy. Peace.
It's what you're about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crutching on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm two rams tough. Yeah. Tools lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark bitches, ain't no who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high. I like a clear picture for shady moves. I catch him slipping, leave a nigga head spinning like lazy soup. Can't have looking while I'm cooking, been winning, we can't be new. In the trap looking like daddy's daycare, them babies move. Always pay attention, never get broke when it come to knowledge. Open your eyes, shit so symbolic. Yeah, that there is a challenge, let's just be honest. It's easy to prepare for cuts, throws, and problems. Let me give you game, most of the champs are sore losers. Straight face niggas, no time for your humor. Your rule of swarm rumors, pull a core sooner. Give life born through its corn junior, nigga corn junior. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself, I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Pussy.